This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. U.S. forces were drawn deeper into Iraq's four-day-old crackdown on Shiite militants today. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston from Baghdad.
Apache helicopters attacked an area of Sadr City earlier today. The Americans responded when Iraqi forces called for air support after receiving small arms fire in the Mehdi Army stronghold of eastern Baghdad. American foot patrols also entered Sadr City to help Iraqi forces fighting there. To now, coalition forces have been careful to say this is an Iraqi operation targeting rogue elements of the Mehdi Army. Iraqi authorities imposed a round-the-clock curfew on Baghdad last night until 6 a.m. Sunday. The Iraqi government also appears to have extended a deadline for fighters to turn in their weapons. Originally, there had been a 72-hour deadline, which would have ended this evening. Now the government is saying that weapons can be turned in by April 8th. They are putting a special emphasis on citizens turning in heavy and medium-sized weapons.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston from Baghdad. And U.S. Central Command is getting a new leader, at least temporarily. Lieutenant General Martin Dempsey will assume control of CENTCOM today during a ceremony at Florida's MacDill Air Force Base. In that role, he'll oversee both the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Dempsey has been deputy commander at CENTCOM since last August. He'll serve as acting commander until President Bush chooses a replacement and gets that person confirmed by the Senate. Navy Admiral William Fallon announced his resignation as head of CENTCOM earlier this month. And lastly, France has pulled a type of Italian mozzarella from its stores because of possible contamination. France's health ministry is ordering stores to stop selling mozzarella made from buffalo milk in the Campania region of Italy. Samples of that cheese were found to have higher than allowed levels of cancer-causing dioxin. The ministry is calling today's order a precautionary measure pending tests. The European Union, meanwhile, says Italy has made good progress in isolating the contaminated cheese and is not facing an EU ban. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.